AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is going over the latest proposal to end the war with the U.S. Iran, meantime, has created a government agency to control and tax vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz, which is still closed off to ship traffic. U.S. UN Ambassador Mike Waltz wants the UN to condemn the closing of the strait.
If a country chooses to oppose such a simple proposition, do they really want peace? As energy and food costs rise for the world's peoples, and if aid fails to reach the very people that the countries in the council claim to care about, what does that really say for the UN? What does that say for these countries?
Health authorities across four continents are tracking down and monitoring passengers who disembarked a hantavirus-stricken cruise ship before its deadly outbreak was detected, and trying to trace others who may have come into contact with them since then. Three people on the ship have died. Dr. Maria von Kharkov is with the World Health Organization.
But I want to be unequivocal here. This is not SARS-CoV-2. This is not the start of a COVID pandemic. This is an outbreak that we see on a ship. There's a confined area.
In Argentina, a team of investigators trying to determine the origin of the outbreak has yet to leave for the southern town they suspect is where a Dutch couple contracted the virus while on a bird-watching trip. A man accused of a firebomb attack on demonstrators in Boulder, Colorado last year has pleaded guilty to murder and other charges. A UK border official and a former Hong Kong police officer have been convicted of helping China's spy agency by conducting shadow policing operations in Britain. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's long had a condition called an essential tumor, and she says the condition is benign and does not interfere with her duties in Washington. She's in the midst of a tough re-election fight. This is AP News. The AP's Haya Punjwani reports powerful storms have set off at least three tornadoes in Mississippi.
Authorities say the storms damaged nearly 500 homes, knocked down trees and power lines, and injured at least 17 people. There were no immediate reports of deaths. 42-year-old Crystal Miller at a trailer park in rural Lincoln County said her home was picked up by the storm and flipped.
Next thing you know, we got in the hallway. I told him, get down. We got down, got the babies. And it shook the trailer. Then next thing you know, it picked it up, and then it put it back down. Then next thing you know, it just flipped it. And we just flipped, and it just threw us all out over here. The trailer was over there in front of that black truck, and it threw us out over here.
Most of the two dozen homes at Jean's Mobile Home Supply were flattened into heaps of boards and twisted metal.
We didn't never thought we'd have made it out of this, walk out of this. The trailer is into pieces, but we made it out.
I'm Haya Punjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.